It's time to get funky.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
That's Paramore with Ain't It Fun. Playhouse of the Morning. Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Y94, the number one hit music station. In about an hour, another shot at up to $1,000 cash in the Morning Playhouse Payhouse. You get your game board online at Y94.com. Print it out. You can follow along if you haven't yet. And if you're kind of diving in here, just a couple of days into the contest, we started on Monday. That means a few squares have been flipped over and you don't know the dollar amounts. I've heard a rumor, since we just kicked this thing off, that if you sweet talk Maggie and give her compliments when you send her a nice little text at 35270, she does maybe help you out and fill in your squares with you if you wanted to play.
I might be able to do that.
We can't have that, can't be just like a forever kind of offer. But since we just started a couple of days ago and Maggie's so nice and loves compliments about her eyes, her smile, things like this, whatever you want to compliment. Rat's doing gestures on his body that
yes,
Maggie totally
he is.
Missed.
He didn't no, see I saw it.
Did you see him spank himself?
Oh, I didn't see that. I saw something else completely.
He did kind of grope himself in a couple
he
of...
He did, yeah.
So last week we shared with you on the show, and maybe you heard it. You can certainly hear it in the podcast, so Y94.com, the Playhouse podcast, an email from Serena. And she kind of talked about a couple of dreams she has that she feels are past life memories. And she told her husband all about this, and he was like, oh my God, what? And he just didn't believe in that at all. And we talked about it for a little bit on the show, and we were like, well, we got to get her on. Like, this is just too interesting just to be an email. So finally, we do have Serena on. Now, Serena, can you kind of expand on this, the idea of your dreams and what you dream about and why you think they're memories?
Yeah, basically, you know, since I was really, really young, I've had really vivid dreams that I believe they're 100% memories from a past life.
Can you tell us, like, what the dreams were about?
Yeah. Well, the one that I've had for the longest, you know, it's like a recurring dream. It's a dream of the wedding. I was, I'd say it was probably like 6 or 7 years old when I started having it. And it's always the same kind of dream. I'm at the altar, and there's this man who, I don't know him, but he's looking at me, smiling, and his teeth are, like, perfectly straight. And he has a little 5 o'clock shadow. And he's got, like, short, dark hair and dark eyes. And we're exchanging wedding vows. And then when I started having this dream, I had never really even been to a wedding, honestly. But I don't think I entirely even comprehended what a wedding was at the time. But I started having this dream again and again at about age 6. And I don't know, I can just hear him in my mind repeating the vows after the priest.
Do you have any idea what his name is?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't even know what my name is at that part of the vows. You know, that it gets muffled, and I'm not sure what the best word he uses. But I have another dream where there's this little girl who's so familiar, like I know her, but I don't, kind of thing. You know, like you know mm-hmm. someone in your dream, but then mm-hmm. you don't quite know who they are, and she just kind of stares at me. And she's giggling and she's calling me mom. And I'll just be going through my day at work or something and I can hear this little girl's laughter in my head, which I know it sounds really creepy to some people, but when I hear this voice in my head, it just always makes me smile, you know?
So you sit down, you have a conversation with your current husband about how you can remember this other man and this little girl. I mean, what's he think all this?
I think it just creeps him out, honestly. I mean, he might even think I'm a little crazy. He doesn't believe in any of that, but it's, you know, it's a huge part of me. And I know it sounds crazy, but if I'm having an awful day, I just think of those two faces and it just calms me. Mm-hmm. And then there was a point where I considered dumping my husband while we were dating because I have such strong feelings for this man in my dreams that I almost feel like I'm like cheating on him or something because even though I don't know his name, even though like I've never met him, I've only seen him in my dreams, I feel like I belong to him. I mean, I've dreamt of our wedding day probably 1,000 times since I was 6 years old.
Now, would you be willing to work with somebody like a psychic or even like a dream analyst to see more about it, like what these dreams even mean and then let us know?
You know, if you set it up, I will. But I'm scared, you know? It's it's weird, but at the same time, I feel like I'm, I don't know, maybe the only way to move forward and just find success in this life is to find some kind of closure to my last life. I don't know.
Just like when we read your email, Sarita, I sit here and I'm listening to you talk about this, and it gives me tingles in my fingers. It's just, I don't know if creepy is the word. It's interesting. I'm very interested.
I think the reoccurring dream would make me want to investigate.
Yes.
Like, why am I having this same thing?
Yep.
Hun, I'm going to set you on hold for just a second because we have some information we want to get you. So we've had on the show before Psychic Victoria, a dream analyst, Lori Loewenberg, who does have a blog, The Dream Zone, at Y94.com that she does for us as well, by the way, under the blog section. I want to connect to either or both or whatever we want to do here or what she wants to do. And we will have kind of more developments with Sarita as we kind of investigate this. But since we just had her email last week, I wanted you to kind of get to know her voice, and just kind of hear it from her words rather than us just reading her email. So Sarita, we will kind of to be continued this, and we will revisit it after she's had time to talk to either the psychic or the dream analyst or whatever she wants to do. And I think this is going to be just, I could not be more interested, immensely interested. That awkward moment went on the show in a bit.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I think they're funnier. I think they're quirkier. And they're snarkier.
Yeah.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.